Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. Jesus continues teaching about prayer. He says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, Jesus has just given us some very useful prayer principles in chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. He has taught us to pray with sincerity, to pray with faith, a real expectation that God is hearing and will answer our prayers, praying for God, for his own sake, and for our relationship with him, and not to impress onlookers. Now, Jesus shows just what a master teacher he is by giving a practical example of what these principles look like in practice. You see, I don't think this prayer is meant to be recited. It's certainly not a sin if it is, but it doesn't seem to me that's the main purpose of why Jesus gave it. He doesn't command reciting it, nor does he even suggest it. But I think his prayer is meant to be imitated. It is a plan for prayer, a pattern on which to expand. Someone, I read somewhere, saw a particular structure in the prayer that they liked. It's hard to get this across in a recording as opposed to on paper, but there are two main halves to the prayer, he said. There's the God's glory half, and then there's the our needs half. The first part is about God's glory, seeking God's rule, and living according to and praying for God's will. So his glory, his rule, and his will. But then it gets to our needs, where we pray for daily provisions, like bread, forgiveness for us, because the word forgiveness and the word debt can mean the same thing. Forgiveness for us and others, and then finally protection. Deliver us from the evil one. God's glory, our needs. That seemed to me to be good balancing things in a prayer. I would guess that Jesus hoped his pattern would inspire us to develop our own patterns. Do you have your own? Another one I was taught uses the ACTS, or ACTS acronym. A for adoration, praising God for who he is. C for confession, a time to confess sins and one's own inadequacies, need for God. Thirdly, the T is for thanksgiving, telling God all the things you're grateful for. And the S finally is for supplication. As we get to the end of the prayer, we lay before God what's on our hearts. We ask him for things for ourselves, for others, or whatever's on our heart. Sometimes I base my prayer on a particular psalm or even the structure of a favourite hymn. Whatever our patterns are, let's make sure to make some of our own and make sure they also hold to the principles which are given by Jesus in this chapter. If we do, I am confident that our prayer lives will be enriched and we will draw close to God. Well, next time we'll go further into Matthew chapter 6, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.